Blackstone Audio presents The Seduction of Miss Amelia Bell by Paula Quinn. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. To my hero, you never fail. Scottish Lowlands, Spring, Early 18th Century. Chapter 1. Edmund MacGregor crept along the hall of Venus's Flower, a small brothel on Barclay Lane, and unsheathed his claymore. If he was correct, several members of Parliament were inside these rooms, helpless with their hose around their ankles and their moral values cast to the four winds. Colin MacGregor, his father and the greatest spy in the Three Kingdoms, had taught him that it was always better to catch victims unawares and desperate to save their lives. One gathered the most information that way. And Edmund needed information. He heard a woman scream down at the other end of the long, poorly lit corridor and held his breath, knowing that his cousin Lucan had just burst into the room she shared with Lord Amesley of Cambridge. The Highland invasion had begun. They raided often, he and his MacGregor and Grant cousins, invading everything from brothels to grand balls. They'd even managed to convince several MacKinnons and MacDonalds to join them on a few excursions to the Lowlands, and had succeeded in postponing Scotland's union with England twice. They were feared throughout the kingdoms, but no one knew their true identities. They were outlaws, belonging to a clan almost utterly extinct and hidden in the clouds. Edmund kicked open the door in front of him. From the bed, a woman screamed, her shriek followed by two more from the other prostitutes throughout the brothel. The man who shared this woman's mattress paled when he saw the hooded Highlander coming toward him. Edmund's smile remained hidden.